Hello and welcome to St. Stephen Warbrook for our Tuesday morning reflections. Our reflection will last about 10 minutes. Please stay for as long or as short as you wish. We start with a reading from the book of Nehemiah. This reading relates how, under the cover of darkness, the governor of Persian Judea, Nehemiah, inspected the walls of the city of Jerusalem that had been destroyed by the Babylonians. Nehemiah organized the rebuilding of the walls of the city to restore the stability of Jerusalem, and more importantly, to help in the restoration of Jerusalem as God's holy city, and to enable its resettlement by the Jewish people. Nehemiah 2, verses 11 to 18. So I went up by the way of the valley by night and inspected the wall. Then I turned back and entered by the valley gate and so returned. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing. I had not yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, and the rest that were to do the work. Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burnt. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we may no longer suffer disgrace." I told them that the hand of my God had been gracious upon me, and also the words that the king had spoken to me. Then they said, "Let us start building." So they committed themselves to the common good. On the 6th of September 1666, the Great Fire of London was finally extinguished. A change in the wind and the successful creation of fire breaks by blowing up buildings in the path of the fire were the key factors in devastation. The 5 days of firestorm destroyed 400 acres of the city, including 13,200 houses, 87 churches, including St. Paul's Cathedral and the predecessor to this church, also the Royal Exchange, and several prisons were destroyed. Around 100,000 people were made homeless. Destruction presented opportunities for a new start, potentially for a radically new design for the city and for significant improvements in the standards of living. The architects Christopher Wren and John Evelyn submitted plans for a city built around a grid of wide boulevards with majestic large squares, similar to Baroque European capitals such as the Paris of Henry IV. This radical design would have necessitated the sweeping away of the winding streets that had evolved during the Saxon and Viking occupations of the city. Most of the property in the city was, however, in private ownership, and the landlords rejected these ambitious plans, and the city was built essentially following the pre-fire street pattern. Although the grand design wasn't implemented, many technical developments were incorporated in the rebuilding of the city. Houses had to be built from stone or brick and had to incorporate various fire prevention measures, and they were not permitted to overhang the streets. The property insurance industry was developed as a response to the fire, and then subsequently fire brigades were set up when insurance companies realized it was cheaper to put out fires than pay for the rebuilding of burnt properties. Sanitation was dramatically improved and was to prove very influential in reducing the risk of plague, which did not reappear in the city as severely as had been experienced in the year prior to the fire. Christopher Wren designed 53 of the churches rebuilt in the city, applying styles and techniques from his architectural and mathematical studies and his visit to Paris, his only foreign trip, where he had visited various Baroque churches. Christopher Wren's focus, very evident in this church, was on light and sound, with the intention that preachers were heard and seen and worshippers encased in classical geometric glory would be inspired by the power of light. So the fire created a new start for London as the rebuilding of Jerusalem enabled the Second Temple period in Jewish history to develop. These were pretty seismic new starts, way beyond starts that we will probably experience. However, we all have the benefit of an array of new starts. The city's post-COVID reset and restart with lessons learned and new patterns developed. New jobs, new educational courses, the return from holidays, new start in September. And of course, each and every day, fresh new starts that are enhanced, I think, by reflection each day on what we're aiming at, what our priorities are, how we can be agents of light, informed by the past, but not dragged down by where we've come up short in the past. Jeremiah assures us that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And the Gospels proclaim the limitless forgiveness and hope that former blemishes are not held against us, but are eradicated by the redeeming work of Jesus. So may we remember this each and every day. What a glorious, liberating reality it is. And may we flourish with each new start. Words from John Keble. New every morning is the love, awakening and uprising prove. Through sleep and darkness safely brought, restored to life and power and thought. New mercies each returning day hover around us while we pray. New perils past, new sins forgiven, new thoughts of God, new hopes of heaven. We have a brief period of silence before our prayers. Let us pray. Lord, you make all things new. You are the Creator who is continually nurturing, renewing, and developing every aspect of your creation. Lord, you make all things new. Father, may we rest in your creative arms. May we dwell in the hope of this renewal. May we hope in the strength of your mighty hand. Lord, you make all things new. Heavenly Father, take all we are, all whom we care for, and all we love, into your gentle arms. For those who are suffering, bring your healing, your light, your peace, your restoration. Lord, thank you that you make all things new. Lord, we thank you that there is always a new start in you. Thank you that today our lives are being remade anew. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and forever. Amen. Many thanks for being with us today. Do have a blessed and fruitful day. Our next reflection will start in 5 minutes' time.